The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata.
Today's daf is being studied. Today's daf is being studied. Dina bat sara ena refana lara for the nefesh or for the goof for attack or bubble behind or summer man amen with haslahat Yaakov ben Rachel. We begin today's daf on Sadi He Amud Bet, and we are starting. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Amar Abi Abhu. Now the Gemara is discussing the death of Sanhedrin. El Malim Mikra Katuv Yevshad the Umro. If it wasn't for the pasuk that said it, we would not be allowed to say it, because Kiviyachol the pasuk is going to say that Hakadosh Baruch Hu shaved Sanhedrin himself. Dichtiv Bayom Mahu Yigalach Adonai. Beta'ar hasechira, that's the big blade, be'ebre nahar, the one that was on Ever Nahar, be'melech Ashur, the king of Ashur, etarosh, that's the head, the hair on the head, be'sa'ar raglaim, and his legs, hair on the legs, ve'gam etazakan tespeh, and he also destroyed his beard. So the Gemara explains, ataku chabrihu ve'edmelech gabra saba. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Sanhedrin, and he appeared to him like a ish zaken. Amale ki azalt legabe malchem mizrach u ma'arav de aititinhu libnayu uktaltinhu, that you took all their children to war and you killed them as a result. They all died. May amarte, what are you going to tell them? Which means there's a lot of angry parents out there. That you took their children into the army, and they didn't come back. Now she says, "Keda Amran Shevi Amo Arba'in V'Hamisha Elif Bnei Melachim." More than that, he bought princes. So how are you going to answer all these kings that are going to have claims against you? Amale Hahu Gabra Bahu Pahda Nameyativ, which means he said, "Yes, that man is also scared." Meaning, I'm scared. Yes, that's a good point. I am scared of this. Amale echi na'abid. So Sanhedrin asks the Zaken, what should I do? Amale, so Baruch Hu says, Zil v'shane nafshach. Go disguise yourself so they won't recognize you. Nashi, shane atzmecha kede shelo yakirucha. So they won't recognize you. Bemai ishane, how should I change myself? Amale zil aiteli maspera. Bring me your scissors. V'igziyach. And I'll shave your hair, and they won't recognize you. Ana mecha aite, is where am I going to get scissors from now? Amale ulahu beta vaite, go to that house over there and get it. Azal ashkihinu, atu malachas shered ve'iddemu lekikabre. So the malachim appeared like humans that were living in the house. Vavu katahane kashyata, they were grinding the pits of the dates. Amale hu, so Sanhedrin tells them, he doesn't know that they're angels. Havudi maspera, bring me your scissors. Amru le, tehon had giriva de kashyata. First, you got to work for it. Grind one se'ah of pits. Vinitanak, and then we'll give you your scissors. Tahan had giriva de kashyata. So he grinded one se'ah of grinding of the pits. Vihavule masperta, they gave him the scissors. By the time he got back to the Zaken, it was dark. Now he couldn't see, so he needed a fire. Amar le zil aitenura. Bring light. We can't see anything. Bring a fire. Azal vaitenura. Ba'de dekanafahle, when they was bellowing it to get the fire started, etene benura bedikne. The fire singed his beard and burnt his beard. Azal gaziel lereshev bedikne. So the Zaken, which was Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he shaved the beard at the head and his the rest of his beard. Amru, so the rabbi said, "Haynu dechtiv, vegam et hazakan tespe." to spare doesn't mean it was cut. The spear means it was destroyed because it got burnt in the fire. Amara papa, hainu de amre inche. That's what the people say. Girirte le arama'a shapidle, which means if you singed the nukhri and he didn't get angry, you burnt him and he didn't get angry. Itle le nurab bitikne, you want to get him angry, burn his beard. Velo savat hochamine. It's not enough. Let's anu to do them. Do more them than that. Because if he doesn't get embarrassed of that, nothing's going to embarrass the guy, because that's the worst thing. Look at Rashi. And she says, Tehon, Elu agara'inin. They told him, grind the agara'inin, the pits. Vinitan lecham sparayim. Vainu dichti beta'ar iskira. He got the blade through renting himself out for work. Hashem shetarach, natu lo ta'a legaleach. Vezu sachar natu lo ba'avur. Which is, what type of work does the Pasuk say he did? Be'obri nahar. Type of work that's usually done by the water, meaning by the windmill that they grind. So he didn't use the windmill, he had to grind it himself, but that's what it says, a sechira, a type of renting that's usually done by the water. The gam is a kind of spit, the loketiv giluach, ela arosh. It says the giluach was only by the head. Amal azakat ketiv to spit, ashun kilui, was destruction. Ayide ur shekata legamre. Okay, next Rashi, Girirte le'arma'a v'shapir ba'apeh, Im ata machalech et ha'arma'a v'utav b'ainav, if he's still okay with it, when you burnt him, hava'ed lo esh b'zikano, burn his beard, ve'lo savat rukha min, and you still didn't do enough to him, do more to him. Okay, Azal, so now Sanhariv is, he changed his appearance, so nobody recognizes him. Azal Ashkach Dapa Mitibuta de Noach. He went and he found one of the boards from the Teva of Noach. Noah's Ark. Amar Hainu Elaharabad Shizbe de Noach Metofana. This is the great God that saved Noach from the flood. Amar, so he made a nidir. I Azilahu Gabra Umaslach. If I succeed and I get saved, I'm going to sacrifice my two children to you. That's what he vowed. Only problem is his children heard about it. Shamu benuhi. His children heard. They cut lohu, and they killed him. Haynu dichtiv vayihu mishtachave bet nisrok elohav. He went to his church. It's called bet nisrok. They read nisrok in lashon neser. Neser is the plank from Noah's Ark. And his two sons killed him. Rashi says, "Nisrach Elohav lashon Neser, sheishtahava leNeser v'asa Eloah." He actually bowed to the Neser. Haynu d'chiv ayu mishtahave, mashma mepnesh mishtahave lesham hiku, because he was bowing down to it, and they heard the neder took place over there, so they killed him. Now the Gemara moves on to the story of Avraham Avinu, when he was fighting against the kings, the four kings and the five kings. It says, Vayihalek alehem laila. He was chasing them from here and there, the four kings. Laila, who? Meaning Abraham, va'avadav, vayakim. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, oto malach shenizdamenu la'avraham, laila shemo. The name of the malach is called Laila, it helped him. Shene emar, va'alayla amar, hora gaber. There's a malach that's called Laila. ורבי ישחק נפחה אמר שעשה עמו מעשה לילה, which means the lila itself helped him, like we see in the story when Barak ben Avinoam was fighting against Sisera. The פסוק says שנאמר מן שמיים נלחמו הכוכבים ממסילותם נלחמו עם Sisera. בורי עולם made the stars heat up the ground, so the chariots of Sisera burnt themselves. So similarly, Vayihalek alem laila. Avraham Avinu succeeded in the war as a result of the laila, meaning the stars also came and helped him fight the battle. As she says, Maase laila, shenilchamu bishvilo kochve laila, kemo shasu bishvil barak. Barak, which means this, he said. Amar Lish Lakish, tava de nafha, Middebar Nafha. The words of the Napah, the Yitzhak Nafha, is better than Bar Nafha, than the Yohanan. Because the first rabbi was what? First he had the Yitzhak Nafha, that's Nafha. And the Yohanan, they're calling him Bar Nafha. Why is he called Bar Nafha? She says, the words of Yitzhak Nafha are better than Bar Nafha. The Yohanan, the Mekri Bar Nafha, we call it Shas. Because he was a blacksmith. So they used to nickname Rabbi Yohanan Bar Nafha. So the Gemara is saying, we like the Shita. The Shakin says, we rather the Shita of Nafha, Rabbi Yitzhak Nafha, than Rabbi Yohanan who's called Bar Nafha. And some say they called him Bar Nafha because he was beautiful. Okay. Vayiridof Adan. By Avraham Avinu this is written. So he chased them until he got to the place called Dan. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Kevan Sheba Otot Sadiq Ad Dan, when he got to Dan, Tashash Koho, he became weak. Ra'a Bene Banav Sha'atidim La'avod Avodah Zara Bedan. He saw that the Jewish people are destined to worship Avodah Zara in the place of Dan, by Yerubam. Shene'emar, Fayasim Et Ha'ehad Be'bet El, Ve'et Ha'ehad Natan Bedan. Ve'af Otot Rasha'a. Nebuchadnezzar, lo nitkaber. When did he start to be overpowered the Jewish people? Ad shegi al Dan, until he got to Dan. Shneimar midan nishma nacharat susab. You heard the horses of Nebuchadnezzar from Dan. So Dan was a bad place for us because it was destined for Avodah Zarah. Amar bizera. Question now is going to be: why was Nebuchadnezzar so successful? Why did Nebuchadnezzar succeed? What zechut did he have that he succeeded? Amar Bizera, Afagav de Shalach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteran, Nitzibin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteran sent some advice from Nitzibin. What was the advice that he sent? Hezaru bezaken sheshakach talmudo mahmat onso. Number one, be careful of a Tamir Hakam that forgot his learning. Not because he didn't review his learning. Mahmat Onso, he had Alzheimer's, he had a disease. You still have to respect him. That's the first thing he said. Vizaru biviridin ki Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you slaughter a chicken, you have to slaughter all the veins in order to drain the blood out. Because usually you roast the chicken. And if you're not going to cut all the veins, the blood is not going to drain. Another shita says you only have to slaughter the kane or the veshet. Rabbi says no, you have to slaughter all the veins to drain the blood. So he said, when it comes to shita, hizaru beviridin kana biyuda, vizaru bebne amaaris, and be careful of the children of amaaris. Why? Shemehem tesei Torah, because sometimes from the children of amaaris, from them are going to come out Torah. That she says. Shina'asu tamidi hachamim. La'asot lahem kavod. Give them kavod, Amar. Shemehem tetzit Torah l'Yisrael. Shehareh, what's the proof that she says? Yatzu shema'ya v'abtalum b'nei b'nav shu Sanhayrif. Sanhayrif was a goy, but from his descendants came out. Shema'ya v'abtalum b'nei b'nav shu Haman. Limidu Torah b'nei b'rak. Right, from the grandchildren of Haman, they taught Torah b'nei b'rak. Kedil Kaman. It's a koshaken, Amar. והפגב דאמר רבי יהודה הכי הזהרו בבני עם הארץ. Right, which means you have to respect the עם הארץ. Good, those are the lessons that they taught. I mean, just because the father's עם הארץ doesn't mean the kid cannot become a תמיד חכם. However, it says, even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteran gave these advices, he said, "Ki ha milta mud'inan dehu." But you have to tell him the following information. Where she says, "Ki ha milta del kaman mud'inan dehu ki echid azin del kaman delo zachan Nebuchadnezzar l'oto kavod." The reason why Nebuchadnezzar reached all the kavod that he got, ended up nezichu dalet pesiot. We're going to see because he took four steps. We're going to see about these four steps. How can I be amin lebnei am haaretz דלא זכו לאותו כבוד, אלא על זכות מעט שהיה באביהם. Which means, must be, if they became תלמידי חכמים, must be that their father had some זכות, מפיר הבי. Which means, must be he did something. ואיתה אמרי דלבי זרע דעליל קאי, אבן עשר חיריב, אף אגב תשלח רבי יהודה זרו בבני עמה אז לכבודם שמהם תעשה תורה, כי איך ידנפקו בסנחריב? כי הם אתם מודיעים לו לבני עם הארץ, דאדם וקבין אלוהוד, לאו משום אביהם, אלא משום תורה שבהם. Right, you're telling the Amal, we're respecting you not because of you. You have to tell them, we're not respecting because of you. We're respecting because of your kids. שלא תעזו אחדתם עליהם ויאמרו אבותם צדיקים היו. Right, we don't want them to become גאים. כי הם אתם מודיעים לו לבני עם הארץ. Aha, we tell the Amal Aris that. We're not respecting your father because of your father. We're respecting him because of the Torah that came out of him. Because otherwise they're going to have Ga'avah, they're going to say, oh, yeah, my father's a Sadiq. Meanwhile, he's not a Sadiq. So therefore, there's two ways of interpreting this piece of Gemara. Either you have to explain to the Amaris that it was nothing, he must have done something good in his life, like the Nebuchadnezzar did, by like taking the four steps he's going to read, or you tell the kids that the reason why your father was a chet is because he must have done something good, or you tell them that, listen, we're giving the respect to your father because he's a tzaddik, because Torah came out of him, so they shouldn't have ga'aba. Anyway, the Gemara now goes into a little digression here for a second. Yirmiyah is talking, his famous question, he wanted to know why do the righteous people suffer? And why do the wicked prosper? Tzaddik ata Hashem. You're a tzaddik Hashem. Ki ariv elecha. When I debate you. I know you're right. Ach mishpatim edaber otach. But I want to understand certain things. He has a difficulty understanding. He's asking his Rebbe. Madu aderech reshaim salecha. Why are the ways of the wicked prosperous? Which means, basically he was asking Nebuchadnezzar. How did Nebuchadnezzar zoche to conquer Yerushalayim? Shalu kol bogdei baged. All the bogdim, shalu, meaning they have shaket. They have peace. Netartem, o netartam, gam shorashu, yilchu gam asuperi. They're planted, they take root, they produce fruit. Why should it be that way? Rashi, mipnei ma etzalta Nebuchadnezzar, vekavash Yerushalayim. Mai ahderu le, how did they answer him? Min ha-shamayim, what was the Ruach HaKodesh that they got? Ki et raglim ratzta vayal'ucha. Which means, just like when you ran with the fast people, and you got tired, and you weren't able to keep up with them, ve'ech tetachare et asusim. How do you think you're going to chase after the horses? If you can't keep up with the runners, humans, how do you think you're going to keep up by running with the horses? Ube'eres shalom atabotayach. Even when you ran on ground, it was hard to keep up. Ve'ech ta'asun begona yardin. You think you'd be able to keep up in the water with them? We'll have to see what this pasuk is. What I was going to say right now. Mashal le'adam echad she'amal. He was proud of himself. Yachol ani ralu larutz shalosh parsaot lefnei hasusim. Ben betzai hamayim. Wow. He's, I could run three parsaot ahead of the horses, even in the water. He's bragging. I can run faster than the horses, even in the water, which is hard to run in the water. I can run. There's the men lo ragli. What happened? Came in front of him runners, human runners. Echad, one guy. That's the fanaf shilosha milim bayabasha v'nil'ah. He started to run ahead of him. Three parasaot. Not three parasaot. Not even parasaot. Three milin. And what happened? He fatigued. He couldn't do it anymore. Amru lo uma lefne ragli kach. In front of a human runner, you couldn't stay up. The horse. You think you'd be able to stay the course with the horses? Of course you're going to get tired. And that was only 3 meals, you got tired. And that was on dry land. On the waters, in the marshland. So that's the mashal. What's the nimshal? Af ata, so to Yirmiyahu. Uma bischar arba pisi'ot shishilamti lo torasha. Shiratz achad kibudi atatameya. You can't even understand the logic that I rewarded Nebuchadnezzar for the four steps that he took, like we're going to see now. You can't even understand the great reward that he got because of that. כשאני משלם שכר לאברהם ישראל ויעקב שרצו לפני כסוסים. אברהם ישראל, they served me, of course, they ran, they did everything. עד כמה וכמה, you're going to try to understand the reward that they're destined to. היינו דכתיב לנביאים. When you talk about the prophets, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, nishbar libi bekerbi. Yeah, you can, your heart can break that from trying to figure out the reward that's going to be destined to them. Rachafu, kol atzmotai. My bones shook in fear. Hayiti ki ish shikor, like a drunkard. Ugeber avaro yayin, that he has wine. Mepnei Hashem, of the head of Rekodesho. Cannot fathom the reward that's destined for the tzaddikim. You cannot figure out the ways of Hashem. So the Gemara wants to know, what are these four steps over here? Well, basically, that's the answer. Why do you see the wicked prosper? They must have a zechut. Must have done something good in their life. And that's why they get paid back. So could you imagine the tzaddikin that what they're going to get? The farasha, like Nebuchadnezzar, gets whatever he gets, the power and the level. That's for a few one mitzvah that he did. Kav v'chomer, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That's basically the answer of God to Yirmiyah.
What's the answer? He doesn't understand Sfar Bonish. You think
he didn't understand why the Rasha'im prosper, and he told him because even the Rasha has a zechut.
And
you can't even imagine my ways that for such a small little item I can give such a thing called sheken. You can't understand the reward I'm going to give to Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov for the great things that they did in their lives. Hani arba pisiot maihi. What's the story with the four steps? So it says, "Dichtiv in Yeshaya, ba'et ahi shalach merodach Baladan ben Baladan, Melech Babel Sefarim." He sent a gift to Hezekiah. The king of Babel was Baladan ben Baladan. Hezekiah was sick; he got better. That's a story with the Berachot. And he sent him a gift when he healed. משום כי חלה חזקיהו ויחזק שדר לספרים ומנחה. But because he got better, he sends him a gift, what is he sending him? What does he care? So Gemara says, אין, let's take it out, לדרוש המופת אשר היה בארץ. This is because there was a miracle that took place on that day that חזקיהו got better. דאמר ביוחנן, אותו היום שמת בו, אחז שתי שעות היה. When Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah, died, he was Rasha. So God did not want anybody to be maspid him. So in the middle of the day, the sun set. So it came out, it was only 2 hours of sunlight that day. Second he died, boom, it became dark. So they'll bury him right away without even his pedim. When Hezekiah that day got healed and he got better, Adirinu kucha berichu, God paid back the world the 10 hours of daylight that was taken back in the times of Ahaz. So now all of a sudden you had like a 22-hour day. דכתיב, הנני משיב את סלע מעלות אשר ירדה במעלות אחז בשמש האחרונית 10 מעלות, the 10 degrees that the world went back in the time of Ahaz, ותשוב השמש 10 מעלות במעלות אשר ירדה. Now, אמר להו, so, בלעדן, this guy, the king, he told the servants, מי היי, what is going on over here? It's because the מפרשים say, he had a schedule. What was his schedule? His schedule was, he used to eat in the sixth hour, and then after that he would go to sleep, until תשע שעות. So what happened? He ate, he went to sleep, he wakes up, he sees the sun, it's in the morning. So he thought they'd let him sleep till the next morning. So he wanted to kill his abadim. How come you let me oversleep till the next morning? They told him it's not the next morning, it's the same day. Something happened over here. The sun didn't go down. So it went backwards. The 10 ma'alot. So, Amru de Hezekiah halash v'ittepach. They told him something's going on with the Jewish king. Hezekiah was sick, and he got better, and therefore, out of kavod to him, On this day, the sun went back. Amar ika gabra ki hai. There's a man like this. The Kadosh Baruch Hu changes the whole seder of the olam for him. Velo ba'ina l'shedure l'shalma. I have to give him a shalom. I have to give him a letter, something, give him a gift. Kadvu de. So he says to he wrote to Hezkiah a letter. It says shilama l'malka. Hezkiah shilam l'karta d'Yerushalem shilam l'ilaha rabbah. Says peace be unto the King Hezkiah, peace be unto the city of Jerusalem, and peace be unto the great God. Nebuchadnezzar Safred de Baladan Haba. And Nebuchadnezzar was the Sofer. He was the scribe of the king. He wasn't there at the time that they wrote this letter. Ki ata, when he got to the palace, Amar lehu, hechi katvitu, he asked the scribe that wrote it, what did they write? Amru le, hechi katvina, they wrote it whatever they wrote. Amar lehu, kiritu le el haraba vechatvitu le lebesof. You call them el haraba, you put them last. You're supposed to call, refer to God, put him first. Before Hezkiah, before Kartet Yerushalem. Amar, in Ahachi Ketov, what should we have written? It says, Shelam le Elahar Abba, Shelam le Kartet Yerushalem, Shelam le Malka Hezkiah. Should have put it in that order. First God, then Jerusalem, and then Hezkiah. Amri le, they told him, the other Sofrim, Karayayna di Igarta, Ihu Levi Parvanka. The one that reads the letter, he should be the shaliach to take care of you. Your idea, you're the one that came up with it. Go now and stop the shaliach and bring it back. You have to fix the letter now. Rahat batre. So the Nebuchadnezzar started running after the one that was delivering the letter. Kederahit arba pesiot. He took four steps. Ata Gabriel veukme. Gabriel brought the messenger, boom, and appeared him right in front of Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't want Nebuchadnezzar to take another step. So all of a sudden, miraculously, the messenger, boom, came right in front of Nebuchadnezzar at that moment. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, El Maleh Ba Gabriel Ve'amido, Lo Haya Tekaran Sonehim Shel Yisrael. If Nebuchadnezzar would have taken another step, that's it, would have been over. The reward would have been so great that Chas V'Shalom, he would have been able to destroy everything. Comes the Gemara and says, look at Rashi, says, Shaya Secharo Meruba, Vahaya Lo Reshut Le'abed She'eritenu. Okay. Now the Gemara wants to understand the name of this king, Baladan ben Baladan. What name is that? Mai Baladan ben Baladan. Amre Baladan Malkahava, the father of this guy was really, his name was Maradach. His father's name was Baladan. He was a king. Vishtane ape vava ki de chalba. His face became
like a dog.
Yeah, it looked like a dog.
Dethroned.
So they had to get rid of him. Haba yativ bere al malchuta, so his son took over. Ki haba yativ. So when he would sign his name, he out of respect to his father, Habaketiv Sheme Ushme Da Abu Baladan Malka. And to give kavod to his father, so he would write, Maradach Baladan Ben Baladan. Instead of signing like a normal person would sign, Maradach Ben Baladan. But to give kavod to his father was still alive, he would write, Maradach Baladan Ben Baladan. He would put his father's name in the beginning as well. As she says, הבא כתיב שמי ושמי דאבו, כדי שיתכבד אביו, לכך נקרא שם אביו עליו, שנקרא מרודח בלאדן. דאי לא כתיב, אלא מרודח בן בלאדן, לא אבא מצקרי עלי שמי דאבו, אולי בגיבים משפק לס פאדר. דאחי כתוב כולה, everybody writes like that, your name and your father's name. בפנוני דאחי כתוב, מרודח בלאדן, בן בלאדן. He added his father's name to his first name, and לא תקים כבוד. היינו דכתיב, that's what it means in the פסוק in מלאכי. Ben Yechabed Av Ve'eved Adonav. The son respects the father. Who's the son that respected the father? Muradach Baladan Ben Baladan. That's a case of Ben Yechabed Av. He respected his father. Ben Yechabed Av Had Amran. We just said it.
The Eved Adonav, what's the case of an Eved that respected his master? Lichtiv, it says in Yirmiyah, Uba Chodesh Hamishi Be'aso LaChodesh Hi Shena Tisha Esle Shana LaMelech Nebuchadrezzar Melech Babel Ba Nebuzar Adan Rav Tabachim Amad Lefne Melech Babel Birushalayim Vayisrof Et Bet Hashem Ve'et Bet HaMelech. The Pasuk says that after Nebuzaradan destroyed Yerushalayim and killed the Tzaddikim, he appeared in front of Nebuchadnezzar in Yerushalayim. So the Shia on the bottom says, Alma, Nebuchadnezzar, Tzalik Yerushalayim. And we're going to see now that really Nebuchadnezzar was not in Yerushalayim. So how did Nebuzaradan appear to Nebuchadnezzar in Yerushalayim if he wasn't there? Gemara says, Umi, Tzalik Nebuchadnezzar, Yerushalayim? Did he actually go to Yerushalayim at that time? On the contrary, it says, "Va'ketiv v'ya'alu oto el melech Babel Riblata." The Jewish king Sidkiyah, they took him to Ribla, which is in Babel, to Nebuchadnezzar, which is Mashma Nebuchadnezzar was in Babel. Nashi, "Va'i parshata v'ya'alu Sidkiyah el melech Riblata alma b'Ribla hava." Nebuchadnezzar at that time was in Ribla, he wasn't in Jerusalem. So what does it mean that he went to see the king? So it says, "Va'akitim ve'alu to melech Babel Riblata." V'amar Rabbi Abu, "Zu Antochia." Riblata is Antochia. That's in Babel. Also, the Gemara says, "Rav Chisda v'Rav Yitzchak bar Abu Dimi had Amar Demud diyukno hayta hakuka lo al merkavto." Nebuzaradan painted the image of Nebuchadnezzar on his chariot out of fear of his master. So that means he appeared in front of his master, meaning he appeared in front of the image that he drew on his chariot. Now she says, "Demut diyuchno shenu chanesar hakukalo amir kavtos shenu vuzar adan v'domelo kemo shomel lefanav." It was like he stood in front of him. "V'lachen kedi banu chanesar v'haynu kavod." That's the kavod that he gave. Another answer: "V'had amar ema yetera haytalo." Adan had such fear to Nebuchadnezzar, b'menu v'dome kemi shomel lefanav. Even though he wasn't there, it was like he was there. Meaning Nebuzaradan always saw Nebuchadnezzar in front of his eyes. So therefore, even though Nebuchadnezzar was in Babel, Nebuzaradan was in front of him. So that's a classic case of what? The Eved et Adonav. You see the Eved respecting the master. That's Nebuzaradan respecting Nebuchadnezzar. Amar Rabba. Now they talk about what Nebuzaradan did in the times of the Churban Bayit Rishon. Amar Rabba, Te'in Telat Me'a Kudniyata. That's a shi'ur of 300 Kudniyata, Peredot, mules, Nargad de Farzela. Nargad de Farzela is iron axes de Shalit be Farzela that can break iron. The walls of Yerushalayim are like iron. So he sent 300 laden peredot from Rome, whatever it was, from Babel, I mean, of axes in order to break the walls of Yerushalayim. Shadar le Nebuchadnezzar le Nebuzaradan. Nebuchadnezzar sent to Nebuzaradan. Kulehu bil'atinu. They all broke. As they were breaking the walls were too strong. The walls, so to speak, swallowed them up. Haddashad Yerushalayim. Only one gate of Yerushalayim. Forget about the walls. One gate broke all of them. Shne'emar, Pituhea yachad b'chashil v'chelapot yahalomun. Kol ha'kishilim v'kelipot, those are the hammers. They were unsuccessful even on one gate. Look at Rashi until now. Ta'in, Tlat me'ah kudniyom, asot shosmo peredot, 300 mules. Nargad the frazda petishe barzel, iron hammers. The shalit be frazda barzel hadu that kotzes barzel ahead, breaks barzel. Belatunu, lo beli amamash. It doesn't mean it swallowed it. Ela shibram. The hammers broke. Shayu mit potsetsima petishim bakotam beshal shabra. The hammers broke when they were trying to break it. Petuchai yachad mashwa al petach echad. Even on one petach, halmu kola keshilim vekelipot yavlo, it couldn't work. So let's say they were about to give up. The Nebuzaradan wanted to go back to Babel and finished. So it says, Ba'ed Mehedar.
He wanted to go back. He wanted to go back to Bavel and give up. Amar mistafina delundi abidu bi ki echi da'avdu b'Sanhariv. I don't want what's going to happen to me. It happened to Sanhariv to happen to me. Sanhariv tried to go up to Yerushalayim and look what happened to him. 185,000 soldiers. So he said, I don't want this to happen to me. So he wasn't having success. Nafka kala. All of a sudden, a heavenly voice came out, bat called. The Amar. Shavar bar shavar. The one that skips, meaning the very zealous one, the very diligent one. Nebuzar Adan, called him by his name. Shevar, jump, jump and conquer Jerusalem. The Matan Zimnat, the Magdesha Hariv, the time has come for the temple to be destroyed. The Hekalam Mikhleh, for the Hekal to be burnt. Pashle Had Nargai, had one axe left. Atam Machyeb Bekupa. He hit the wall, not with the sharp part of the axe, with the dull part of the axe. And all of a sudden, the iptar, the door broke. That entry, Shri Imar, Yivada Kimavi the Mala Bisvachaetz Kardumot. Does she? Bekupa. Look at Shabar Bar Shabar. Doleg Bar Doleg. The one that skips. Kum vechabes Yerushalayim, go conquer Jerusalem. Then Muzar Adan came on. Shnaganes Rosh Medalek Bar Medalek. Kafasta Pam Achatim Sanhariv, Akshem Pam Shniya. You jumped once with Sanhariv and you weren't successful. Now jump again and you'll be successful. Bekupa, Magav Patish Lo Mechodo. Not from the dull part of the hammer, not from the sharp part. Kemu Kupa De Machta. Okay. Yodaya Kimevi Le Maala Tefilahi. They were talking over the prophet. Where is this prophecy? Which Navi said this Pasuk? Pasuk of Tehilim. Tehilim Ayin Dalet. What is David HaMelech saying over here? Yivada. It's almost he was predicting it. He was praying. They're going to take a svuch etz, a hammer with a wooden handle, and they're going to break the they're going to break the wall. They're going to break the Yerushalayim. Okay. Continue. He says here, Tefilahi, Yivada, Lefanecha, Oto Svach Etz Kabdomot, Shavar Bo Yerushalayim, Ki'ilu V'yo, V'yikamo Lemala B'Kisei HaKavod. That hammer is like it came from Kisei HaKavod. It was a magical hammer. That came from the Shamayim, that hammer. Okay. Hava Katil Ve'azal. Nebuzaradan went on a killing rampage. Ad matal lehechala, until he got to the hechal. Adlik benura, so he lit the hechal on fire. Gava hechala, the angels came and took the hechal and lifted it up so the fire doesn't consume it. Darchu b'min shemaya, but Borei Olam went and took the hechal and lowered it back into the fire. Shne'emar gat darach Hashem, like a press of grapes, you press them down. Liptulat bat Yehuda. Kazi hadate Nebuzaradan saw the fire burning the Beit HaMikdash. He became arrogant. What he did? Nafka bebat kaldav amrali. A heavenly voice came out and said, Amma kitila katalt. You killed people that were dead already. Hechala kalyat kalit. The hechal was burnt already. You burnt a burning hechal. Kimhat hinat hinat. You grinded flour that was ground already. Shne'emar ki hide haim v'tachani kamach. Go grind flour, God says. Meaning that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed already from the Avirot of Kai Yisrael. You just came and lit the fire, but it wasn't the fire, your fire. It was destroyed already. Gali samatech haspi shoved, gali shok avri neharot. Hitim lo ne'emar. It doesn't say you grounded wheat. Ela v'tachani kamach. You grounded flour. It was flour already. It was a house of cards. All they had to do was come in and just knock it down. It was broken already. Rashi says, "Amma kitila shekevan nigzar alehim al kach." The gizra was on them already. V'tahani kamach, v'tahani chitim. No ne'emar la kemach she'en tzarik ta'ina. You don't have to grind kemach. Tzamatech makom she'kelaim sumtim b'tzad arosh uval kelah arosh shedomim l'shebolim galish shok avri na'arot puraniyot zeh kadosh baruch hu meyisrael lichu v'tahanu kemach kedomar. You're already grounded into flour. They're going to undo your braids. So they're going to reveal you and you're going to go into the exile. Anyway, while he was destroying the Beit HaMikdash, Hazah Demid Zechariah Daba Karatah. Okay, the story of Zechariah. 250 years before the Churban, Zechariah ben Yoyada, who happened to be the Kohen Gadol and a prophet, was killed because he prophesied about the destruction. So they stoned him in the Beit HaMikdash on a Shabbat that happened to be Yom Kippur. They killed their prophet. So they saw his blood, there was that sort of blood of Zechariah still bubbling on the ground. He didn't know it was Zechariah's blood. Amalehu mai hai. So he told the Kohanim, the Muzaradam, what is this blood over here? Amru, Adam Zevachim Udishtapich. No, it's the blood of the Korbanot. It fell on the floor, nothing. They didn't want to tell him. Amalehu aiti ve'anaseh imidmu. Bring me animals, let's slaughter it, let's compare the blood to see if it's similar. Kaseh, he made shechita, ve'lo idmu. It was not similar. Amalehu galuli. You better tell me what this blood is. The ilah, if you don't, serikna lechu lebisareichu emaslecha defazela. We're going to comb your flesh with iron combs. Amru le hay kohen v'navihu. This is actually the kohen who was a prophet. The innabe lehu leIsrael b'chorbanad Yerushalem. He gave us the prophecy about the destruction of Jerusalem. Ve'katluhu, and they killed him. And his blood is still boiling 250 years later. He says, I'm going to appease his blood. He took the Hakamim, he slaughtered them on the blood. The blood was still boiling. He took the children from the Beit Yeshiva, killed them. He took the young Kohanim. Adi katal alave, until he killed on that spot 940,000 people. Velonah still didn't rest. Karav the gabe, so the Vozaradan went to the blood. The Amar Zechariah, Zechariah, tovim shebehem ibbatim. Already, I got rid of the best of them. The halach nechtelinu lekudehu. You want me to kill them all? Miyad nach. That's it. It rested finally. Then all of a sudden, Abu Zaradan, if you could believe this, he'd hear teshuvah bedate. He had thoughts of teshuvah. Amar, mahim, the Jewish people, shelo ibidu ila nefesh achat kach. Look at the punishment for them just killing the Navi. Millions of people died, the Churban, just for killing one man. Ha'hu gavra matevi aleh. What about that guy, meaning me, that I just killed over a million people? What's going to be with me? If they killed one, and they got this, he started to contemplate what's going to be with him. Arak. He ran from Jerusalem, so Nebuchadnezzar can't catch him. Shadar purtita lebeti. He sent a message to his house. Shtar sabaa, like a last will. Ve'itgayar, and Nebuzaradan converted. Imagine that. He became a convert. Kind of amazing. Okay. Tanur Banan. Now we discuss different people that converted or quasi converted. Na'aman Gir Toshavaya. Na'aman was one that had leprosy. After the prophet Elisha made the miracle with him, he became a Gir Toshav. Different opinions what a Gir Toshav is. Some say, accept upon yourself, Shiva Mizor B'nei Noah. That's Hachamim Shita. Some say you just accept upon yourself not to worship Avodah Zarah in front of three people. And some say Ger Toshav as he accepts all the mitzvot in the Torah except from eating the velot. So Goy can't really keep the whole Torah. So he accepts the whole Torah except one, except eating the velot. Different Shitot in Avodah Zarah to see what it was. Anyway, Naaman became this Ger Toshav. He's a Ger Toshav meaning he could settle in the land of Israel. Because normally you have to kill all the inhabitants. He's a Ger Toshav, but you can keep him there. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ger Toshav, Shelo Kibel Av Sha'ar Mitzvot, Kibel Av Shelo L'Avod Avodah Kohen. So Rashi over here is learning, he accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. That made him a Ger Toshav. Who else? Nebuzaradan Ger Tzedek Haya. Not only was he a Ger Tzedek. He accepted upon himself Tanyag Mitzvot. Mebene Banav Shel Sisera Namdu Torah Birushalayim. Sisera's grandchildren converted. Nas Shemayan Abtalion, the rabbis of Hillel and Shammai.
Wow.
They taught Torah in Jerusalem. And the Mebene Banav Shel Sarhariv. Oh no, that's the different ones. Sisera is Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva, I was going to say. Sisera is Rabbi Akiva. Bebene Banav Shel Sarhariv, that's Shemayan Avtalion.
From Yael or
the no? Yeah,
Sisera? No, from the Yael, from the
Bia. Oh, no, no.
Could be
anything. Bebene Banav Shel Sarhariv, Limdu Torah Barabim. They taught Torah in public. Now, Gemara says, well, my knew who was the grandchildren of Sanhedrin? That's Shemayan Avtalion. Okay. The times of the Tanaim. Amazing. Mebene Banav Shel Haman. Okay. Times of Hashverosh. Lamdu Torah Bebene Benak. Some say that's Rav Shmuel Bar Shelat. That was the rabbi that came out of Haman. ואף בבני בניו של אותו רשע ביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא להכניסם תחת כנפי שכינה. God wanted to bring some converts out of Nebuchadnezzar's family. אמרו מלאכי השרת, but the מלאכים blocked it לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. ריבונו של עולם, מי שהחריב את ביתך ושרף את היכלך, תכניס תחת כנפי השכינה, couldn't accept it. The one that was responsible for destroying the Bet-Mah, he's never זכות that from his grandchildren should come under תחת כנפי השכינה. It seems, he says, Ahadim ibn ibn Abshav al-Qadisar, Hilhulu b'teshuvah. They made teshuvah, some of his grandchildren. So they wanted to, God wanted to let him in, so to speak. Malachim said no.
Kanei's
not his worst. He was working for his boss. Kanei, if they would have converted, the Mukhadisar would have got some zechut in Olam Ha'emet. So they didn't want to give him any zechuyot over here. Well. Ainu dichtiv, this is what it says in Yirmiyah. Ripinu et Babel velo nirpata. We cured Babel, but it didn't get cured. Ula amar zeh Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to cure him by giving him his zechut and his grandchildren. Something good will come out of him. But lo nirpinu. The Malachim didn't agree. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meskip to the Malachim. And they didn't let him do it. Nashi says on the first column, bottom Nashi, Ripinu velo nirpata, Shaya Kadosh Baruch Hu mevakesh lerapoto lechnis mebene banav tahat kanfei shechina, but they blocked it. Rav Shua ben Nachmani Amad, this pasuk is referring to something else. That Babel did not become healed. Elu neharot Babel, this is the waters of Babel that are terrible to drink. Nashi says, Shehem ra'im lishtot, can't drink from them. This is referring to the palm trees that grow on the water. You can't eat the fruit from the palm trees because they're bitter from the water. As she says, the kalim marim hem she'omdim b'naharot. They stay in the water. They don't even give fruit. Okay? No healing. Amar Ula said, Amon Moav Shibbe Bishe Dirushalayim Avu. Amon and Moav were bad neighbors of Jerusalem. Weren't good neighbors. Kevan de Shab'inu Nervi'eh Deka Mitnabe Lechorbana Dirushalayim. When they heard the Jewish prophets prophesying of the destruction of Jerusalem, Shalchol Nebuchadnezzar, they sent the message to Nebuchadnezzar, Pukveta, come. They're the ones that tipped off Nebuchadnezzar. They were the neighbors. They heard the prophecies. So they sent to Nebuchadnezzar. And she says, Shibbe, Shekhini, Pukta, Tseme Mekomacha Obal Elisaseb Vetekbeshenna. Amar, so Nebuchadnezzar said, Mistafina de Lodi Avudu Likida Avdu Bekamai. I don't know what happened to me. What happened to Sanharif? Shalhule, Ki En Haish Bebeto. Oh. The man is not in his house. Shlomo HaMelech said this. Ve'en ish, Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shneiman Hashem ish milchama. As if God's not there, Shekhinah has left Jerusalem. The Jewish people have no protection. Shalach lehu bekaribahu. Yeah. Ve'ateh. He's close. He's going to come right back when I get there. Shalachu leh halach bederich menachok. Not there. He went to a far place. Rashi says, "Bekaribau, bekarovu, v'yavo be'ed dochkam." He's going to go protect them in the time of need. The feed darko. She mekaz zeshim shalchu lo shomim anu shu achal milta dava amrude. Hava meshiv devar ze. Shomim anu shu akol milta dava amrude. Hava meshiv devar ze. Right. Whatever they said back, he answered back. He said he's far, he's close, so on and so forth. Shalchu lehu. So he sent back to the Nebuchadnezzar. Itlu tzadikim, the more rachamim maitu. There's still tzadikim in Jerusalem. They're going to pray and they're going to bring the Shekhinah back and I'm in trouble. Shalchu leh, sron hakesef lakach biyado. He took the tzadikim with him, meaning they died, the tzadikim. All the tzadikim he took with them. The sron hakesef, the pile of silver, the tzadikim, they're in the shamayim already. There's no tzadikim now. Ve'en kesef ela tzadikim. How do you know that? Emar, ואקריה לי בחמישה עשר כסף וחומס סעורים ולתך סעורים. This is referring to over here, the parasha over here, referring to those that serve other gods. To a lady that's beloved to her husband and she goes and commits adultery. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and God acquired the Jewish people בחמישה עשר, the 15th of Nisan. Kasef, b'zchut ha-sadikim that are called kasef. V'chomer se'orim, chomer is a certain midah that's measuring 30 se'ah, and letik is 15 se'ah, that's 45 sadikim in every generation. Oh. Have you heard of 36 sadikim? This is the 45 sadikim of the generation. Rashi says that. Look at Rashi. Kasef, v'chomer se'orim, v'letik se'orim, b'zchut sadikim sh'nikru kasef, חומר סעורים שלושים סעין, ונתק חמישה עשר סעין. אלו ארבעה וחמישה סדיקים, שהעולם מתקיים עליהם. אוקיי, בחודין, פרק גידי נשים בחמים, ששלושים כאן ותת בא בארץ ישראל. 30 in one place and 15 in Israel. פעמים שתו כאן ושתים בארץ, sometimes 15 in גלות and 30 in Israel. Depends where they are. אוקיי. So that's the סדיקים. שלח לאו. Hadrer Ashi'im b'tshuva u'ba'u rachamim ma'itune. The Rishayim are going to make the Shuvah and then they're going to turn into Tzadikim and they're going to bring the Shekhinah back and I'm stuck. That's the Mukhanesar answered. Shalchu leh kevar kava lahem zeman. Already the Gezerah is decreed that they need 70 years of Galut Bavel. Shene'emal yom ha'kese yavo beto. He's not coming back till 70 years. Already set the time. Rashi says, "Kevar kava lehem zman shelo yavo ad shivim shana shetashim galut bavel." That's it. He says, "Not coming back till 70 years." Ve'en kese ela zman shneimar bekese yom hagenu. Kese is a time. That's like Rosh Hashanah is called kese. It's a time. Shalach lehu sidvahu. It's the winter. The conditions are unfavorable. Snow, the rain. Come via the mountains. The mountains will protect you from the elements. They sent to Nebuchadnezzar, Moshe La'aretz, to tell him to come to Hatzion, Derech Sela'im V'harim, to the rocks and the mountains. Shalach lehu, Yatina, let li duchta diyativ nabe. I don't have a place to rest. Meaning, where can we camp? There's no place around your Jerusalem for our soldiers to camp. And she says, Lo yeli makom saviv, shem shulukal ali v'ayin li yeshiv makom mechuseh. It's raining. So we don't have protection from the rain. Where are we going to put the soldiers? Shalchu leh kevarot shelahem. Wait. The caves where they put their dead bodies. Me'ulin mepalterin shelcha. They're better than your palaces, the way they build their caves. Tichti ba'et ha'inu mashem. יוציאו את עצמות מלכי יהודה ואת עצמות שרה ואת עצמות הכהנים ואת עצמות הנביאים ואת עצמות יושבים ושם קבריהם. נבוכדנצר came and he took all the bones out of the graves. ushtachum l'shemesh v'yarechos v'shamayim, he strewn them out in front of the sky, asher ayavum, asher abadum, asher alchu achareihem, the ones that they worshipped. So then they emptied out the grave of the Jewish people in order for them to go and to camp there. Rashi says, kibreim sheyisrael, me'arot shelahem sabim l'shalem v'bem atav v'chaneilchem l'chum l'shev. יוציאו את עצמות מלכי יהודה שעתידים להשתיק ולכברים עצמות שבכבריהם שלמד בעי תהי. אוקיי, we'll stop here, but it continues. Actually, we can go a little further, so we end up on a good note. אמר לי רב נחמן רבי יצחק, מי שמיע לך? אם אתה בר נפלה? Did you ever hear yet news when... the son of the Nofrim is coming. Amale man bar nafle. Who's bar nafle? Who is he? Amale Mashiach ben David. So he says Mashiach bar nafle karitle. What was he called? Bar nafle. Where did he get that name from? Son of the Nofel. Amale in. Tichti bayoma. Oh, that day the Mashiach comes. Akim et sukat David han Nofelet. The Malchut David that fell, it's going to be redeemed again, it's going to be lifted. Malchut David Shenafla, that's why the Mashiach is called Bar Nefle. Amar Le, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dor Sheben David Ba, Bo, Talmidei Hachemim Ma'atim, there will be a few Talmidei Hachemim in that generation. A lot of the Tzaddikim are going to die before Mashiach comes. Because God doesn't want them to suffer through the Tzar. Vashar Einehem Kalot. And the rest that remains, it's going to be hard for them. B'yagon v'anaha, b'tzarot rabot u'gzerot kashot metchadeshot, ad shelishona pekuda shinem v'hen v'dabo. Before the first gezerah finishes, the second gezerah is already on its way. Rashi, ad shelishona pekuda, ad shelo karta tzarot lishona shinem v'hen v'dabo. Okay, so that's the sign that Mashiach is going to come. Chibleh Mashiach. Birth pains. Okay, let's just read a little here. Yishna de'a b'gemara shelo yiga'ed Yisrael shasu teshuvah. And if they don't make teshuvah from themselves, God's going to bring a gezerot on us. It's going to force us to make teshuvah. So Hablei Mashiach's function is to call the people to make teshuvah. En lanu li'isha'en, en lanu li'ishva shamayim. And then the Gemara now is going to start giving the simmanim. What's going to happen during the... years before Mashiach is going to come, what should we be looking out for to know that he's on his way? Okay, the siman is good. As we said, Hashem went out Shavuot, which is the zman of David HaMelech Alav Shalom. So simanah milta. As we said, Hashem davar be'ito matov. As we said, Hashem yavo Mashiach bar nefleh. Baruch Adonai Olam Amen v'Amen.